Claire, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to have you on the show. So to start off, will you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, not a bother. I grew up in Killarney, in New Street, in business myself. My parents owned a hotel. So I was brought up in the business world, I suppose you could say. We owned the Belvedere Hotel in New Street, across there from where Foley's and the Lawn is. My grandmother had it before that, and when she passed away, she gave it to my parents, and then they had it, and you know. So I grew up, we lived there all my life, and I grew up in that world, and I had no problems with it. I loved it until in 95, my mom passed away of cancer. In 97, my dad decided to sell it because we had another bar up the back lane of Dingell's, the Stretford End, we called it. He had that for years, but we opened that and sold the hotel part. Then we kept that until 2012 when he wanted to retire. And then we finally got a house. My first house ever when I was in my 30s, if you can imagine that.
Fantastic. And Claire, do you think maybe, you know, growing up, I suppose, in the world of business and seeing, you know, your grandparents and your parents as well working very hard, I suppose, and keeping a business going, do you think that kind of prompted you to set up maybe your own business now and maybe made you kind of go to where you are today?
Oh, absolutely. All my family members have businesses. My other grandmother was the owner of O'Neill's in Plunkett Street. And now my uncle had owned that, Jeremy O'Neill. And now my cousin Dennis O'Neill owns that. All my family members either work in businesses, own businesses. You know what I mean? They're all very...
entrepreneurial.
Yeah, exactly. They would be, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about your own business, I suppose, the name of it and what you offer.
Well, the name of it is Salvi Skincare and Candles. I basically named it after my mom. Now, her name was Stephanie Lyne. But I named it Salvi because when I was younger, she used to call me Claire Salvi Lyne. It was just a nickname, you know, just a joke. Yeah. My sister Kira is Kira Wira the Bloody Moona. So we just had nicknames, you know. So I was Claire Salvi and she was Kira Wira. So I just kind of wanted to have her in the brand, you know, with me. When I was young, watching her, you know, at night doing her skincare and stuff, I mean, everybody used to always say she had the most beautiful skin. It was very natural. It was very... I mean, obviously, she died at the age of 45, so it's not like I got to see her age or anything, really. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I always remember, like, she just used very simple products, very clean. She loved cocoa butter, things like that. I always remember things like that. She had very few products on her dressing table. She wasn't majorly into makeup. It was more skincare. It was more... cleansers, toners, moisturizers, that kind of thing, but with very simple ingredients. And just one perfume, Gucci number 3 at the time, that was it. She didn't have much, but they were simple ingredients. She always smelled fabulous. And I could always smell the cocoa butter on her skin. It was just natural, you know?
Yeah.
And when I think of her today, I still think of that cocoa butter and I still think of the Gucci perfume. So when I was thinking of the brand, I was thinking of her, and then I wanted it to be a natural brand, like natural skincare, clean, all natural, non-toxic, just like simple, you know, just paraben-free. When you put something on your skin, you know it's safe, it's not going to hurt your skin, and it was just going to... soothe your skin, nourish your skin, and with the candles as well. That started during COVID. I bought a candle. I was just after painting the ceiling of my spare room, and I lit the candle just to set the tone, you know, just to see it. You know, it was all looking fabulous. And within an hour, the ceiling was black. I mean, there was literally a ring around the ceiling, and it was the soot from the candle. And when I looked at the ingredients in the candle and I looked it up then and did a bit of research, I realized it was all the chemicals and the toxins in it. Then I started researching the different waxes and stuff, and I found out soy wax has none of those. there's no parabens, there's no toxics. You can have it around children, lighting, you can have it around pets, you know, it's chemical free. And it's just so much healthier for you to be breathing it in all day long, like, you know, if you're having candy. And so it all originated basically from natural products. And so then I just named it after my mom, who just always used natural products.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds lovely. In terms of the skincare itself, what kind of products do you actually offer? We'll say, what can people buy from you, Claire?
Well, at the moment, so apart from obviously the candles, and I do soap as well, I am doing body butters, exfoliating sugar scrubs, pillow mists, facial sprays, body sprays. So they're basically toners, but you can also spray them on your skin. It's a hydrating spray. That's what I would call it, really. And I do linen sprays. I also do shower steamers. I'm not sure if you know what they are now. They're kind of like bath bombs, only they're for the shower.
Lovely.
And you just place them on the floor of the shower and let the steam basically break them up when you're inside the shower. You get a couple of showers out of them now, but it's just basically like stepping into a steam room and then getting the essential oils out of them. So like if you pick the sleep tight one, which has lavender oils in it, because they're essential oils, that's perfect if you like your shower at night and you're nice and relaxed getting into bed. If you're getting the flu, the one for which has eucalyptus and spearmint and peppermint oil in it, that's perfect for your breathing in and your lungs and your throat, etc. Or the one for the morning, if you're a shower person for the morning, then, you know, there's ones like citrus, a burst of citrus, or, you know what I mean? So that kind of puts you in a good mood kind of a thing. You know, there's all different ones, like
a
stress relief one is nice too if you just need a break.
Absolutely. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, they're fab. Yeah, actually they are. I'm proud of those, actually.
Yeah, they sound lovely. Fantastic. And Claire, I wanted to talk to you a little bit as well about epilepsy, because you live with epilepsy yourself. I suppose in terms of creating your own business and I suppose the challenges that that might bring as well, how has the epilepsy played a part? Has it made it maybe that little bit more challenging in establishing a business and I suppose making it successful?
Yes, it has. I have epilepsy full blown, and I have it on both sides of the brain. Now, some people have it on just one side, maybe, which means that they might just have, you know, a seizure maybe every few months or maybe only once a year or whatever, you know what I mean? But I might get 1 week out of the month where I would get three or four. So basically, I can't actually have a job outside, you know, working for someone else, because I've been working with the same neurologist since I was 16, I think, when I started working with him. And he's been trying to get the right balance of medication since then. And I've had two operations, putting a device into my chest to try and measure my seizures, and a device on my head. I mean, like a research program where they can literally watch what seizures I'm having down here in Killarney up in Cork.
Okay.
So now I've just changed medications. It has helped a little, but the side effects of it aren't great either. The fatigue, energy has gone down. You can get sick quicker, things like that. You know what I mean? So they're trying to balance that side of it now, things like that. So it's a bit, tough at the moment, yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to say it's very difficult, but you must be very proud of yourself as well, that you, I suppose, are so determined that you've still set up your own business and you're still making a living for yourself, you know, and overcoming the obstacle, I suppose, of epilepsy and not letting it define your life as well.
Well, I don't know if I'd be saying that, but like, the thing is, if I didn't do something, I'd go out of my mind, like, do you know what I mean? So, and there have been very bad times that I have been like that, so I know what it feels like to go downhill, so I've just got to try and keep going, you know, when I can. So this launch is really pushing me forward to kind of, you know, I'm feeling a bit better lately and I just want to keep going on the rise up to get me.
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that a lot of people will come and support us
and
help me out in this section. Yeah,
absolutely. You're rebranding, I suppose, and you are kind of launching that rebrand on the 14th as well, isn't it? So tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, so on the 14th at 5 o'clock, it's free entrance. You can just come in and there'll be like little sections, like a candle station, and then there'll be testers so you can smell each candle, and you could buy if you want whatever, you know, there'll be candles there if you want to buy a candle or whatever. And then there'll be a section of skincare products and a section of, like, if you wanted to make your own gift box, maybe, you know, things like that.
It's in the window bar in the plaza. So then I will do a kind of an opening, a talk about just the launch and show the rebrand. And then I have a couple of other ladies who are going to talk about their brand as well. Their brand are more kind of lifestyle. One is a girl that talks about lifestyle and well-being, and so she's going to talk about that. And another girl is a nutrition coach, and she's going to talk about that and how, like, nutrition in reference to skincare, especially as you're getting into your 40s, when you're premenopausal, postmenopausal, you know, the hormones are changing, and how, you know, your skincare can change in this kind of age and all that kind of thing. So it'll be a lot of information for women. I'm kind of looking at it not just for me, but like for women supporting each other. And if people are coming to support me, so I wanted to just give them some information and give them some support if they're going through anything at the moment. So like they'll be getting something out of it, not just like they're not just there to like buy.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. Thanks a million for coming on the show this evening and for talking to me about it, about the business and about everything you're doing as well. It sounds brilliant, and continued success, Claire.
Oh, thanks a million, Amber. I really appreciate it. It's skincare is self-care. We have to look at it like that.
Absolutely.